Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Pork belly and tail imports on the decline. Stay with us to find out more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
Somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You will think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
Embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says imports of pork belly and tail are on the decline, falling by 400,000 kilograms in 2016. He says there is no concrete evidence to support claims that large amounts of illicit pork products are being brought into the country.
So we're moving in the right direction, but we are not at a stage where we can avoid having to import pigtails and pork bellies.
Minister Samuda was speaking at a recent press conference to address concerns that the local pork market is being saturated with imports. The agriculture minister says the ministry has a fixed import policy for pork with no variations.
Only pork tails and pork bellies are imported into the country, as we are unable to meet the demand for these items locally.
He says the ministry does not intend to issue any licenses for pork in the near future based on the current production levels. Data indicates that the local market has been producing well, and production will be monitored so demands can be met and expanded on a programmed basis.
The pork industry of Jamaica is in good hands, led by an able team of people working very hard to ensure that our food security, as far as they are concerned, is safe.
In the meantime, the ministry will be increasing support to the pork industry and seize products that are illegally imported.
We are going to engage in activity that will see the market surveys conducted in a manner that will assist in the marketing of the product and for the production of byproducts, not only for the local market, but for the export market.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Ask me no question, I tell you no lie. Translation, ask me no question, I will tell you no lie. And this means, avoid excessive questioning lest you receive false information.
Hey! The JCDC has a competition for everybody! Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here! Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.